Early settlement in what is the town of Marshall dates back 170 years to 1852. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to U.S. Gen Web, Chapter 27, the first permanent settlement within the limits now comprising the town of Marshall was made in 1852. During the spring of that year, John G. Marshall and Simon Marshall, natives of Ohio, came to this area and entered into 160 acres of land in Richland County. In the fall of 1852, their mother, then a widow, came accompanying two of her sons, Malin Marshall and George Marshall. They all lived together farming the homestead until 1855, when Simon died. Soon thereafter, their mother was taken sick and she went to live with her daughter, Mrs. John Hart, where she later died. John G. went to live in Tennessee. Then Malin died in 1879. Lastly, George Marshall occupied a portion of the old homestead. The first mercantile business in the town of Marshall was carried on by Joseph Marshall, who sold goods for George Crosscup, and he also handled ginseng. Joseph Marshall was a prominent man of Richland County and the pioneer of a town of Marshall, which territory now bears his name. He was born in Columbia County, Ohio on March 25th in 1820. His father was a large timberman, and he spent a considerable amount of his time clearing portions of the same while his brother was employed in farming. He married in April of 1851 to Margaret McCannon. The day following they started went to seek a home. Embarking on a steamboat, they came to what is now known as Muscadet, Wisconsin, a prairie region located just south of the Wisconsin River. While in company with Alexander Bartley, seeking a desirable location to settle, the land in that vicinity did not suit Mr. Marshall. The party showing him that the county had inquired what kind of land, he asked. To that, Mr. Marshall replied, "I want land where there is plenty of wood and water." "Well," said the man, "we must go back into Richland County, where Mr. Marshall would later establish his homestead."
This Richland County History Moment has been provided by the Richland County Historical Society. The Historical Society is a great asset to everyone. It promotes and supports Richland County history. Your support of the Society helps ensure the work continues. For just $10 a year, individuals or families can be a member. Yearly memberships for businesses are just $20. All members receive the informative, achy, breaky news. And of course, donations are always welcome. A lifetime membership is also available for $100. Membership payments and donations can be sent to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center. Be a part of promoting and supporting Richland County history by joining the Richland County Historical Society today.